tall trees in the dawn breeze leaning, waking from withdrawn years sleeping, holding on to autumn's secret, doting on the spring. Going long and far and wide through hopeful fronds so often dyed, to bask beneath the softened light whereby the songbirds sing. Shrill is the trill of the wilful passerine, its majesty elaborately themed, dazzling its feathers to the badgers in their den as it canvasses the most chromatic dream. Wet wood seeps its sweet sap in rapture of the scene, for nature preens its stature wild and free. Nothing manufactured as it bears its easing fractures while declaring fair contracture of this dream. Tall trees in mid-afternoon, delighting in the height of bloom, the fine perfume of flighted view, through day to night yet ever in between. Wed to every tether, this regenerative plume resumes each echo foreseen elevated scene. Feverishly bees retrieve the runniest honey, most eager to please, while cottontail bunnies of deep gullies breach as they hop, skip and leap on the steep of the breeze. Swans upon the golden ponds abscond unequal reeds to prize the handsome sight of butterflies esteemed. Fearless field mice buff their fur, just enough to scuff their knees. Pure love is all about them as they scurry to the cheese. With the encouragement of he and she to flourish at great ease, with impassioned dash of courage hoarded, courted by the trees. Tall trees at sundown, renowned in surround, of unbounded grounds profoundly now perceived. Night owls conceived from the threads of belief turn their heads to guess the secrets of the breeze. And the raven, nary craven, thus declares this haven safe as it narrates unbreaking gaze to ceaseless dream. Such is simply nature, wild and free, famed by its creators, he and she.